Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 9 and verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And then we get Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And the last reading is from Micah chapter 5. And verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting.
This reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. Amen.
The reading is from Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. Now in the sixth month, an angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favoured of the Lord. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, your relative has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
Chapter 2 in verses 1 to 20. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her first son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into the heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard
heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
Seems a long time since we've sung them. They're lovely though, aren't they? The words and the sentiments, they really are precious. Let's just ask the Lord for his help. I'm just going to share a few thoughts this morning. Father, we thank you. We've sung about you, Lord. We've read about you. And we praise you, Almighty God, that we can know you as the living God who is in charge of all things. We praise you, Almighty God, that there are no things that happen by accident in your economy, Lord. Everything works out according to your purpose. So we praise you, Almighty God, for your love and your mercy. We pray, if we just think for a little while on your majesty and your glory, Lord, that you would bless our hearts, Lord, and that the joy of our salvation would well up from within side, that, Lord, we would come to you to praise you, to worship you, to honour you, to live our lives for your glory and for your praise. Help us, Almighty God, in the days ahead. We see days of darkness coming, but we thank you that you are the light of the world, and you have shone your light into our hearts, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. We praise you, Almighty God, and thank you In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to add one more scripture to that list. I didn't put it on the schedule, but for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, I've always loved that verse because it's tremendous. It was God's love, and I don't think we can comprehend the love of God that sent his only Son, who would come into this world, have to be born of a virgin, have to suffer like humans do in the body, and then would go to the cross of Calvary to pay the price for our sin. But God is love. He loves us. Praise be to God for that. You know, when we think about the wonder of it, the love of God, you know, it's hard to sort of really comprehend it, but praise God, he does love us. And it's to know that, isn't it, that he takes hold of our lives, he begins a good work in us, and he will carry it on to the day of Christ Jesus. And he's begun here today, if you're born again of the Spirit, God has begun a good work, and he will finish that. The Lord Jesus said, I will leave none that the Father has given me. So we're secure in our salvation. So let's encourage one another with them. Do you want to go get a drink?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, no problem. Let's encourage one another that we are in the faith. We are in Christ. We are born again, and our eternity is secure no matter what comes. But the things, some of the, in the readings, I was thinking about Mary, you know, and the angel said that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and he will form in you the Lord. I think one of the Psalms says that he has a body he has prepared for me. So praise God for that. But God knows everything. And you think of poor Mary, the day that she must have heard that. What did her heart say? It's an interesting thing. When we were in Israel and when we've studied, it seems that all the young ladies, the virgins, they're hoping to be the one who will carry the Messiah. And probably if you go out into the Jewish society now, for those who don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, they are probably still longing that the Messiah will come through them. It's probably still happening today, you know. But I just thought about her character and her nature, you know, to be told something like that. She was betrothed to Joseph, you know, she belonged to Joseph, and yet now she must do something that was clearly contrary to the law, and yet she was willing to submit herself to that, willing to submit herself like that to God's will. And you know, the Lord, just like the Lord, you know, he was willing, he humbled himself. The Father said, I want you to go and I want you to become the sin offering for the world, that men and women can know salvation, they can have my forgiveness fully and clearly, and they can have the joy of knowing that one day they will have a resurrected body and they will dwell with me in eternity. And he was willing to come, and he was willing to come and be born in that way, and then to live a life, to be rejected. The scriptures say he came to his own, but his own received him not. But to all those who received him, he gave them the right to become the children of God. What a wonderful thing, isn't it, to think of that. Now, why are we children of God this morning? Because he came. He was willing to come and die. And I know we're here at the birth at the moment, but that was just the beginning. Then it leads up to his death, his resurrection. And what are we waiting for now? The coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful when we look at the scriptures and see how everything slots into place. And I know there are lots of theories around today. When will the rapture come? When will the tribulation come? When will the second coming be? It's in the scriptures, and these things will happen. But what we need to do is encourage one another in our faith, to tell people that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. So we have such a wealth of wonder in our hands and in our ability that we can tell people about the Saviour who came. He was willing to be born of a virgin. He was willing to grow into manhood. He was willing to go to the cross of Calvary. But praise be to God, death can't hold him. And if you're a born-again Christian here this morning, death cannot hold you either. We are all sons of God. Praise be to God. And I want us to encourage our hearts this morning, because the Lord has done so many marvellous things. And you, the way everything just dovetails into together. The Old Testament prophets, they would say, the virgin will be with child, Isaiah said. And what happened? The virgin was with child. Because it could only be with that way because of the sin that was in mankind. And so Joseph couldn't be the father of the Messiah. So God works out his plans perfectly. He's laid out, and the Bible tells us, when you read, I've read a few other religious books, but there's none like the scriptures that is so precise. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It didn't just come with a bang. It didn't come through millions of years of change and explosions or whatever. I think when some of these people who teach evolution find themselves stood before the great white throne, they'll go, whoops, made a bit of a mistake there, but of course it's too late. What we need to do is to encourage people in this season, this Christmas time. I mean, in many ways it's a time of
excess.
Well done, thank you, Wayne. Thank you. Yeah, it's a time of excess, and but it should be a time of people getting themselves right with God. We're told that if we trust in the Lord with all our heart, that's what we need to be doing. We need, and when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, you know, we've had an experience in a sense ourselves with the Holy Spirit. Because I don't know about you, if you remember back to the day of salvation, the Holy Spirit quickens us. I remember challenging God once that, I mean, being a very few, I don't know, short period, going to church and everything. And so I said, all right, God, if you exist, you prove it to me. You make me know it in here. Because I didn't believe in God, you know. And but he did. And so the Holy Spirit has quickened me. He made me alive. I'm a son of God. Be not because I'm good, but because God made me alive. He quickened me. And we need to be encouraging people that it's nice to have this time, I suppose, for people to have holidays and to enjoy themselves with their families. But really what we need to get out of it is that we talk to people about our faith and what the Bible says about Christmas, then we can encourage people to turn their hearts to the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit of God to quicken them and to bring them into salvation. Because we don't just want to fill up pews. What we need is for people to get born again, that men and women may name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And as I was thinking this, the majesty and the glory of the birth of Jesus Christ and the all the preparations that God put in place. Anna, I think it was, who came to when Mary took the child to the temple, and he said, at last I can die, I can depart in peace, because the Lord has shown me his salvation. And God has got everything mapped out, because he knows the past, he knows the present, and he knows the future. There is not a day, there is nothing going to happen he doesn't know. And people today, they're looking around in fear and consternation of what's going on. There's a war over there, pestilence, plague, you know, all these things going on. And yet, it's, for us, we're told not to fear, because the living God is in control. He's in control of our lives. He's in control of the world. Now, we know that bad things happen. But Christmas was the start of the answer for mankind, which would then be culminate at the cross and the resurrection and the ascension. We used to sing that song, "Soon and very soon we are going to see the Lord." And as I'm getting older, I realise just how soon that might be. You know, it could come quicker than I thought. But we need to be encouraged in our own hearts, in our faith. And the way Mary responded to the angel when she was told that she would be the mother of the Messiah, you know, she was so willing to do what was right before God. And that's what we need to be, willing to share our faith with people. Because in this country now, we're finding that it's less and less the right thing to do, to be a believer in, to be born again, to tell people of Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. But I want us to encourage our hearts as we go from here, that we will say, "Lord, I want to confess you. Confess you to my friends, my family, and even to perhaps strangers on the street. And I always admire people who go on the streets and preach the gospel. So could they have a courage perhaps I don't have. But let us... somebody's phone. Yeah, let's encourage one another. And here today we've come, and we've come to have fellowship around food in a minute when it's brought in. But God is so good, isn't he? But the Bible said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The amount of times people have told me, or I've spoken to them, they say, "When I get there, I'll talk to him. He'll be all right. He'll understand." But we have to say, no, he won't understand. Because, you know, you will just go straight to the great white throne, and then you'll be cut off from God for eternity. Because nobody no longer exists. There is nobody who no longer exists. We're all spiritual beings. Either we have the spirit of Christ or we have the spirit of the world. We need to make a choice between the two. And if we were to say to the Lord today, "Lord, have mercy upon me," then he would take us into his family. He would make us alive by his Holy Spirit. He would give us the gift of the eternal life. And he would give us all the promises that are in Christ Jesus. They would become ours. And even though in this life, until we finish it, we may have to struggle and suffer and have problems, the glory is one day soon we'll have a resurrected body. Glorious, powerful in the Lord. And we will rule and reign with Christ, the scriptures tell us. Now the days could be short. There are so many things going on now that you find them in the scriptures. Wars, rumours of wars, pestilence, plagues. You think of all that's going on around the world at the moment. We really need to encourage people to make their choice for the Lord Jesus Christ, because once we leave this life, there is no hope. Let's pray the Lord will help us to be courageous in our witnessing, courageous in our choices for the Lord, that we do what pleases him, as Mary did, as Joseph did, and others in the New Testament. They gave themselves to the Lord. Not their will be done, but his will. Amen? Shall we just have a word of prayer and then... Father, we thank you and we praise you and bless you. Father, that you sent your beloved Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we pray for your mercy, Lord, that you would grant us a courageous voice to preach the gospel to those we hear and to those we see, Lord, that we can encourage our family, our friends, Lord, to know the truth. Lord, your word says you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. Father, we pray for your mercy upon our nation, upon our families. Lord, that we see a land that has turned its back upon you. We see a people who no longer hold you as a sovereign, God of heaven and earth. But Lord, we will acknowledge again today that we believe in the Lord Jesus. We believe you rule and reign supreme. And in the coming weeks, months, years, Lord, your will be done on planet earth. Lord, we thank you, Lord, there is a day coming when you will come, Lord Jesus. You will return and you will reign from Jerusalem. Lord, we praise you and we will serve you, Lord, in Jerusalem. We praise you, Almighty God, that we will reign with you. Father, we praise you and we bless you. Help us, Lord, to choose you every day of our lives, more and more, to submit ourselves to your wills and to your purpose for our life. So we bless you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, I think we're going to have... Sorry? One more carol, then, when we've sung that, and we're going to be putting the chairs over there, Richard, isn't it? And getting ready for the lunch to be set up. Okay. Thank you and praise you. Well, come, let us adore you, Lord. We do adore you. We praise you and we bless you for your mercy, for your grace. We give you thanks, Father, that you sent your beloved Son, that we could believe in him and be saved. So we praise you, Almighty God, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.